Palestine is once again a bloody battlefield. The latest hostilities are also taking place alongside the global health crisis, the COVID-19 pandemic. Diplomatic efforts for a ceasefire between Israel and Palestine have failed as the loss of lives escalate. South African citizens who have chosen to work in that country have not been allowed to leave. Former South African ambassador to Palestine, Ashraf Suleiman, says the situation is alarming for South Africans in Gaza. Speaking to SABC News from Palestine, Suleiman says every effort is being made to repatriate South Africans.
It is extremely difficult. It's emotionally drenching. There's different rules for South Africans who come to the state of Palestine. There are people who are working. We had teachers who are working. At this moment in time, South Africans living in Gaza cannot leave. We have a lady who wants to come back home, and we are trying to find ways and mechanisms. Even if we make recommendation to the Israelis and say that this is a South African citizen living in Gaza, and we would like them to come through the Eretz checkpoint and take a flight, they wouldn't allow it, period.
The South African Muslim Network, or SAMNET, is calling for a boycott of Israeli products in the country. SAMNET chairperson Dr. Faisal Suleiman equated the killings in Gaza to apartheid South Africa's killing of freedom fighters.
The ongoing theft of Palestinian homes and land is part of Israel's greater plan to in fact take over the entire Jerusalem and parts of the West Bank to continue its complete blockade of Gaza. This is against international law. It is a land grab backed by a racist Zionist ideology. No wonder that the Palestinians are resisting, and they are being met with the brutality that is reminiscent of the apartheid forces in the townships.
Suleiman says there are a number of efforts underway in South Africa by civil society organizations in the form of petitions and relief efforts to assist the people of Palestine.
At the moment, primarily, people are collecting funds so that they can provide relief, food, medical relief, aid to Palestinians whose families have been killed. And hospitals have been bombed in Gaza. Lab facilities testing for COVID have been bombed. So a lot of effort is now going towards providing that sort of immediate relief. But yes, there are different organizations looking at organizing marches, or the public wanting to galvanize public opinion towards identifying products that would be worth calling for or boycott for. And of course, pressure on the government, our own government, to put much more pressure on Israel and to expel the Israeli ambassador.
The South African government has condemned the attacks on Palestinian civilians. It called on Israel to end hostilities and comply with international law. Spokesperson for the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, Clayson Moniela.
South Africa calls on all countries in the Middle East to respond positively to the Arab League's foreign minister's plan to immediately convene an emergency meeting aimed at mediation. We also call on the United Nations Security Council to convene an urgent meeting between Israel and Palestine to discuss the peace process without any preconditions.
South Africans with family currently trapped in Gaza can connect to the 24-hour DIRCO hotline for updated information.
South Africans who may be worried or anxious about their family members who are in the Middle East, in particular Gaza, they can contact us on 012-351-1000. Again, we'll be able to share information with them and provide updates as and when there are developments.
The United States has blocked the UN Security Council from issuing a joint statement urging an end to the violence. It says a public statement will not calm the tensions. France, however, has said they are working with Egypt and Jordan on a new ceasefire resolution. China has supported the French proposal. Prabashni Mudli, SABC News, Johannesburg.